Welcome to the Ermey Podcast, your go-to source for all things insurance and risk management. I'm Joel Applebaum, the Chief Content Officer at Ermey, where for over four decades, we've led the way in educating and empowering insurance and risk management professionals like you. Today's episode dives into the fascinating world of equine insurance, a specialized niche that demands expert insight, and we've got just the expert for you. No horsing around here. So get ready for this 12-minute sneak peek into the trends in the equine market, a dynamic snap talk by Marnie Langer, President and CEO of the Langer Group. This talk was a hit at the 2024 San Mateo AgriCon, and as we're gearing up for the Des Moines Ermey AgriCon, which will be September 9th through the 11th, you can sign up for it at ermey.com. If you listen to this episode, it should give you another opportunity to really see the crucial insights that every agent and underwriter should know on how to safeguard their clients' horse operations.
Hi, this is Marnie Langer, and I had the pleasure of presenting my course about horses and the horse industry at the recent AgriCon in San Mateo. It was great getting to see a lot of friends, meet new ones, and it's just a great opportunity to learn. I've been immersed in the horse industry my entire life. I'm that horse crazy kid who never grew out of it. And I'm also the president and CEO of the Langer Group. We have a horse show management company where we produce horse shows in both California and Colorado. We have an insurance agency, Legis, that is focused on the equine market. And we have a PR company, Leg Up Media, operate an equestrian center in the Los Angeles area called Hanson Dam Horse Park. So to say that I'm immersed in the horse industry is pretty spot on, and I'm still that horse crazy kid. I have a couple of horses myself. I show in jumping, and I've crossed over to do a little bit of the Western disciplines now, ranch riding and reining. And getting to talk about horses and then insurance it's kind of fun to blend the two. And I really enjoy getting to share with my insurance peers some of the nuances of the horse industry and how it relates to our insurance market. At the recent AgriCon in San Mateo, I focused on a few things that I think are really relevant to our agents these days. Once upon a time, it was pretty easy to insure horses as property. It was mortality policy, and then over the years, some medical and surgical type coverages have gotten added. And nowadays, it's a very complex policy, and it has some complicated underwriting parameters and restrictions. So I really encourage anybody getting into this line of business with their agency and with their agents to have some solid horse knowledge and to bear in mind that there are a lot of nuances. I like to say that even though I'm in the insurance industry and focused primarily on agriculture, I would no sooner try to insure a farmer for his almonds and his commodities, or even cattle. All of these different lines have such specific nuances to them. And as insurance professionals, we want to do what's best for our clients. So working with peers who have that level of expertise is really, really important. And knowing as you get into a field or a specific niche in our insurance industry, and especially in our main field of agriculture, it's really important to understand the technicalities and the nuances and the specifics of the different lines that we are insuring. These days with horses, there's a couple issues that are really important. A lot of the carriers have much more strict underwriting requirements, as I mentioned. And so the base value of the horse is very important. The lower value horses, generally those used primarily for recreation, call it $20,000 and under for value of the horses, are much harder to insure, and definitely for the robust coverages that have the high-end medical and surgical coverages that go with the base mortality policy. So it's working with your clients to really make sure that the horses that you're insuring and that they are, want to insure have a correct and substantiated valuation. It's one thing to say the horse is worth $40,000. It's another thing at a time of loss to then be able to prove that the horse was worth $40,000. And we always want to make sure to set our clients up for success. And it's at the time of a loss is not the time for the client to find out that maybe the coverage they thought they had isn't so much. And as professionals in the insurance industry, we always want to do our best. Another aspect of our horse insurance specifically is the various medical and surgical coverages that are available in these policies. There's slight differences between carriers, so you really need to have your agents or CSRs really know the policies and to know the differences, and then to work closely with both the clients as well as the underwriters on the carrier side regarding what is covered, what isn't covered. Generally, if it's a little bit of an older horse, and old can be 8 or 9, and generally these sport horses, like many of us, had active lives and might have a couple little wear and tear spots. So there's likely to be exclusions on certain aspects of the horse. If a horse has had a right front tendon issue down by its fetlock, the carrier may well want to exclude that. And it's working with both the carriers and the clients to make sure that whatever exclusions come about are appropriate. And this is where knowledge of horses and horse sport really comes into play. A carrier may want to exclude the right front limb, and the client may be like, hey, why the whole leg? That's crazy. And it's up to your job as the agent to navigate and get the appropriate exclusion that protects the carrier and provides the most coverage for your client. The other piece of our insurance market is, of course, the property side. Of course, people have farms and ranches, and as we all know, farms and ranches generally are out in rural areas, and those around urban areas, like I'm based in Los Angeles, generally the horse areas are either on the periphery or in these little pockets up canyons and in some pretty interesting places. And as a side note, did you know that the county of Los Angeles ranks among the top 5 counties in the United States for horse population? Amazing, right? There's a lot of horses in our urban areas and in little pockets and on the peripheries, as I mentioned, and those horse places need insurance. And what's one of the biggest challenges all of us are facing here in California and even the West Coast? Wildfire risk. We are seeing our clients right and left either have reduced coverages or be non-renewed altogether. And for any of us who are paying attention, this is now permeating the entire real estate market. It started with our farms and ranches and those properties more on the peripheries, and it is expanding greatly through our urban areas. I have no doubt that the carriers are going to keep working with the state insurance commissioner, and we'll see some things evolving over the next few years. But the fact remains, we have to deal with properties that are very difficult to renew, and doing our best to get our clients the most appropriate and best coverage possible. This includes things like using the FAIR plan and then obtaining policies with differences in coverages to backfill as best possible the insurance needs for our clients. I hope this gives you some tips and tricks of working in the horse industry piece of our larger insurance agricultural market. I look forward to continuing to be involved with ERMI and getting to interact with my insurance peers. It's always great to learn and share knowledge and have discussions about all things insurance and, hey, some horse stuff too. Everybody, be great out there. Keep being awesome professionals, and thanks to ERMI for this fantastic program.
We hope you enjoyed this Snap Talk, and we hope it's piqued your interest in the kind of education important to your livelihood that you'll receive at the 2024 Des Moines-Hermy AgriCon, which will be held September 9th through the 11th in Des Moines, Iowa. Registration is now open, and we hope to see you there. Thanks for listening.